Saturday. It's pretty dope. So we did like this giant service project. Like it was like all over the like our whole mission. Like every it was like the stakes were just divided, and so all the stakes in our mission, they had like their different areas to like go and clean. And so we did like the missionary helping hand, or whatever it is. And so it's super cool. We had like the like yellow like vest thingies, and I don't know, it's super cool. So like, I just went around and just like clean up the streets near Grand Marche de Macri. And so then after that, we just went back to the apartment of the chef de district, or chef de zone, to like get like ready and stuff, because then there's a baptismal service for like the sisters, and like they invited us all to go. So we went over there, and like Elder Austin texted me and stuff. Like, now he's, like, the assistant number one with, like, this other guy, Elder Abuko, who's, like, a total stud. He's, like, the guy who, like, guided, like, the mission choir and stuff, and, like, he trained my MT. So, like, he's a total stud. So I was, like, super stoked for them. I was, like, talking to them. I think it was yesterday they called me. So that was super cool. It was just, like, just super awesome. Like, I just got buddies on both sides of the mission now. Just super cool. And then, like, that night, Elder Sorensen called me, which is super great because like I haven't talked to him in a while. So it's super fun. I just love that guy, man. He's a stud. Like I was like telling him how like for my birthday I want to go to Place, which is like that big mall. I'm like, dude, we're going to Place, man. I'm just gonna have a giant party over there for my birthday. Cause like Place is like right in between both the missions, so it's like, dude, like just come over there. I'll go over there. We just see each other. It's not breaking the rules. So it's super dope. So I'm super stoked for that. And then after that, Sunday at church was pretty normal and stuff. And then, yeah, the phone. I don't know what the phone. Oh, it's in my pocket.
Okay, thank you.
14:42. Okay. Wait, 14:40. No, 40. Non, c'est pas grave. C'est là.
Ok, d'accord.
Ah, ok. Vous voulez partir aussi, Bacon?
Non, on va partir ensemble.
Oui, oui. On va partir ensemble.
D'accord.
But yeah, so then, we left church a little bit early because we had choir practice for the mission and stuff. Like, they changed it to Sundays because, like, everybody just kind of wants their P-day to just chill. So we're like, yeah. Moved it to Sunday night. And so we left. Went to that. And it was super great. I'm loving it. Like, I've been singing bass a lot more. Like, I have, like, in the MTC, I was singing treble. But, like, now, like, I don't know. I just like bass better. And I can sing bass better. So I'm like, yeah, I'll just stick with it. So it's super great. We got back to our apartment. There's this lizard, like, giant lizard in our apartment. And so, we were just like, what the heck? So, we're all, like, freaking out. We're just like, damn it, not. He grabbed his bag and just whacked the lizard. And the lizard just went flying and, like, ripped off its tail. And then, like, he just started whacking the lizard. Just totally killed the lizard. We're like, what the crap? Like, Elder Morrow. He asked me, he's like, dude, a little baron, like, is that normal to just, like, kill lizards like that? It was so funny. It's like, well, dude, we're in Africa, bro. Like, typically, it's just, mice that we kill. Like, I've killed a ton of mice here. I don't remember if I've told you guys that. In our last apartment, there was tons. I was the mouse killer, because Elder Boyamba was terrified of mice. Terrified. It's so funny. So, like, I was just always killing, but, yeah. So, that was pretty nuts. Yeah, so, that was, like, basically it for the week. This morning, we went and played sports again. Oh, it was so fun. I love playing sports, man. We just, like, playing football. And then we played some soccer. We didn't play basketball today. And then we played, like, ultimate frisbee with, like, a football. So, that was pretty fun. Yeah, and then, like, there's, like, this giant Tahitian. guy here. And, like, he reminds me of, what's his name? Oh, crap, I forget his name. He was, like, the buddy that me and Ben worked with at Swig. Oh, I forget his name. But anyways, so, like, we, like, him and I, because it's his birthday today. And it's, like, he was, like, just going around, just, like, tackling people, just, like, being crazy. And, like, then he came to me, I'm, like, he tried to tackle me, but then, like, I pinned him on the ground. And then after that, then, like, he went to try to help me up, and then he just laid on me. I was like, bro, get off me, dude. And then after that, like, he was just, like, going around, and, like, came back to me, and, like, we just started, like, wrestling. And then I, like, pinned him on the ground again. Everyone was like, wow, I'm like, what the heck? It was awesome. So, yeah, keep doing push-ups, man. It helps you. No, I'm just kidding. But, yeah, so scripture for this week. Boom. Let's see, what do we got? Crap, I don't have a scripture yet. So yeah, the scripture for this week is Doctrine and Covenants, Doctrine and Covenants, section 82, verse 8-10. And it says, et de plus, je vous l'ai dit, je vous donne un nouveau commandement afin que vous compreniez ma volonté à votre sujet. Ou, en d'autres termes, je vous donne des directives sur la manière dont vous pouvez agir devant moi afin que cela donne à votre salut. Moi, le Seigneur, je suis lié lorsque vous faites ce que j'ai dit. Mais lorsque vous ne faites pas ce que j'ai dit, vous ne pouvez pas de promesses. Vous n'avez pas de promesses. So basically, like the scripture, it's like, if we just follow the commandments and we do what the Lord wants us to do, He's already given us everything we need to do. He's already told us everything we need to do. Just follow His Son and do and follow the commandments. And follow the prophets. And if we do that, if we listen to them, the church is, or the Lord is tied to us. And He will always help us. He will always be there for us. But if we don't listen to Him, if we're breaking the commandments, how can we expect the Lord to help us and be in our lives? It's impossible. So yeah, if you just focus your life on the Lord, and you always put Him forth, put Him first, He'll always be there for you. So, yep, love you guys tons. Hopefully you guys had an awesome week, and can't wait to talk to you. Love you.